This is North Shore High School basketball on MSO News Sports. Hi, everyone. Tonight, we are coming to you from Marblehead, where the Marblehead boys basketball team, under the direction of head coach Mike Giardi, are playing host to the Salem Witches under coach Tom Doyle. The two were Salem High teammates in, back in the late 80s and early 1990s at Salem High School. But now they're opposing coaches. Salem 6-4 overall coming into tonight's game. Marblehead 11-2. It's the first time these two teams have met. I'm Bill Newell along with John Squires for tonight's game. Just ahead, both head coaches will be joining us. But, John, just a quick thought on what do you think the keys might be to tonight's game?
Well, this is a key matchup for Salem. Salem is coming in 6-4, as you said, 6-2 in the conference, and they trail Marblehead, who leads the conference in their division, at 9-0. So this is a big game for Salem. They don't want to fall behind three games in the conference standing, but they got a tall task ahead of them. Marblehead's coming in with 10 straight wins. They're playing very, very well. They're 11-2 overall. And they're very strong. They have a lot of key ball plays. Marblehead's Sam's going to have some key matchups that they're going to have to try to slow down to see what happens tonight for them to get a victory.
All right, what we'll do is we'll step aside. Up next, Tom Doyle, the head basketball coach at Salem High School, and then Mike Giardi from Marblehead. Stay with us here on MSO News Sports.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for a reliable place to produce your team's uniforms or your business's corporate apparel? Then Sakesian Sportswear is the place for you. Conveniently located on Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass., Sakesian Sportswear handles all aspects of your needs, from price quoting to providing visual proofs to production completion. Visit our website, SakesianSports.com, to view our monthly specials, vendor catalogs, and to request a quote. Remember, Sakesian Sportswear is the place to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever you plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
This game is brought to you by the Institution for Savings, your local community bank since 1821, with great rates, great service, and great people. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years with quality products and service, located in Lynn and at harringtontrophy.com. Moynihan Lumber, of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. The Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. Click on their banner on our website to access their respective news and sports coverage.
Welcome back to MSO News Sports. We're joined by Tom Doyle, head basketball coach at Salem High School. And Tom, over here in Marblehead tonight. And what kind of a game are you expecting? It's kind of the smaller team against the bigger team for sure tonight.
Yeah, they're undefeated in the league. They're playing great basketball. They got a mix of everything. They got some shooters. They got some athletes. They got some size. Really a well-balanced team, well-coached, and hoping that we can compete with them.
I've seen Patrick Buechler, their point guard, play very well in games against quick teams. I think he's kind of a key. You know, you look at all the big guys that they have. That's important too, but you want to be able to, you know, maybe force some turnovers against them?
Yeah, he's a great high school player, very solid, doesn't make many mistakes. under control, kind of controls the tempo for their whole team, and he does. He's doing a great job for Marblehead.
At 6-4 right now, Coach. Overall at Salem High School, if you were to put kind of a summary on the season so far, what would it be about at the halfway mark?
In a good place. We're in a good place right now, and we lost, as everyone knows by now, we lost all five starters, first two guys off the bench, and other guys have stepped up, and for us to have six wins at this point in the season is very happy to be there.
Yeah, you lost a lot, and it appeared that I didn't see the game earlier this week, but the classical game, you did play them pretty tough for a while, right?
We were actually up one in the third quarter and played good, and, you know, we're playing with an injury. One of our starters is down. And for us to compete, and, you know, it was great to see, although we kind of fell apart for 3 minutes. We gave them like a 10-0 or 13-0 run at one spurt. Other than that, we played a great game.
And the starter that's out would be Ethan Espinal with a knee injury?
Yes, he injured his knee in school, and, you know, we've been missing him for at least three games now.
All right, Coach, if in the final moments here, if you could run through your starting lineup and maybe tell me about who you do have as starters for tonight.
Number zero is Vinny Gaskins. He's a forward, doing a great job for us stepping into the starting role now. He's our energy guy. Number one is Henny Vlon, who is our, you know, another guy that gives us great energy, can shoot the three a little bit, and is a great defender. Number three is Anthony Pena, who is our kind of, you know, Mr. Do-Everything. He handles the ball for us. He scores when needed. He passes when needed. He's doing a great job for us. Number four is Nate LeBron, kind of a swing player, 3-4. And, you know, he can shoot it. He's a scorer. And doing a nice job as well. And number two is Captain Raymond Reyes, a big guy underneath that does all the dirty work, gets the rebounds, sets the picks, and cleans up with some points underneath.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us, and good luck tonight.
As always, thank you, Bill, and thank you very much.
All right, that's Tom Doyle, head basketball coach at Salem High School. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
If you're thinking of renovating your home, please talk to the experienced sales staff at Moynihan Lumber. That's 82 River Street in downtown Beverly. Or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO NewsSports.com. MSO Radio.
This is MSO News Sports. Bill Newell here with Mike Giardi, the head basketball coach at Marblehead High School. And Mike, welcome back, and 10 wins in a row now for the Magicians.
Yeah, we've played with a lot of intensity. You know, we've also we've been fortunate. We found teams at the right time when they've been a little bit banged up as well, and we've taken advantage of that. And, you know, and that's what you have to do. Good teams are able to take advantage of other teams when they're a little bit down and might have a weakness out there. And we've done a really good job and really kept a lot of pressure on teams throughout all 32 minutes. And, you know, that's what we're hoping to do for the rest of the year too.
What's that, natural selection? Isn't that the term they use for the science?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, it just happens. Everybody's been banged up a little bit. We've had some guys go down, and it just seems when we've run into somebody, they've been a little bit off or they've been a little bit down, and we've realized that we have to take advantage of that as quick as we can, and we've been very fortunate in that regard.
Well, you know, this looks like a classic battle of a larger team against a smaller team here tonight. Is that how you see it?
Yes and no. I mean, Salem is got some talented players. They're very, very quick, very fast. They can shoot the three very well. We have to be careful not to get in a game where we're just letting them set up and hit some threes. We got to make sure that we try to keep pressure on them, make them move the ball. We definitely have a size advantage in terms of height, but they can rebound. As I said, they got some athletes, some guys that really leap, get to the rim really well. So we got to make sure that we don't just rely on physical size, and we have to work on using our bodies the right way and boxing out and getting to the rim and making sure that we keep them off the glass.
I remember watching your Burke game here a number of weeks ago, a very quick team, and Patrick Bugler, your point guard, had a fantastic game in that contest where, you know, he has teammates that are obviously bigger than he is, but he controlled the tempo, he controlled the pressure for you guys. So I look at a guy, I was telling Coach Doyle about this earlier, I see him as being very important for you. He's important in every game, I get it, but even in a game like this.
Yeah, he's a senior leader anyway, a captain on our team. You know, we expect him to kind of run the show. So when we have him on the floor, obviously he's got to be the floor general. He directs both the offense and the defense and he's got to push things up. That's a big thing for us. But he can't play all 32 minutes, so we got to have other guys kind of step in and step up. We've had that this year. As a matter of fact, Seamus Keeney, one of our backup point guards, has done a great job. Drew Galley, Justin Fea have all done a really good job at the guard position, and we've been able to rotate those guys through, and that's given, you know, Patrick a chance sometimes to play off the ball as well, which is big. You know, you don't want him being on the, you know, the number one offensive player for the other team and then having to carry the ball up the floor every single time. That's a lot to ask of anyone.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you have some injuries here. Dewey Millett is out with an ankle injury, and earlier, Andy Clow, also in our last game that we did with you down in Revere, he had gone out for the surgery from stemming from a football injury. So those are the two guys out?
Yeah, we had, you know, a couple guys at the beginning of the year before the season who start got hurt from football. They didn't even come out for the team officially. Harry Craig and Soup Campbell didn't get a chance to play. Then we lost Andy with the shoulder injury, torn labrum. Dewey was out with mono for 2 weeks. He comes back, and then he rolls his ankle in a pregame warm-up, so he's out for a little bit. Mac Fisher was sick last week. He's just coming back as well. So, you know, we've had a lot of ups and downs, but every team does. It's in any sport. It's, you know, who's healthiest at the right time. And we tell our kids all the time, adversity, you know, it's either going to be an excuse or an opportunity. And for a lot of our kids, they've taken it as an opportunity to get on the floor and show their stuff, and that's what we got to keep doing.
All right, Mike, can you run through your starting lineup, maybe highlight those players, tell us a little bit about them that'll be the starting five tonight for Marblehead?
Sure. At power forward is 00 Bo Millett. Plays really center hybrid, center forward hybrid. He's a captain, done a great job for us on the boards. Doesn't see a lot in terms of points, but what he does on the boards is great. Usually about 10, 11 boards every single night. Controls the middle of the floor, does a fantastic job. Seamus Canny, number three, he's our off guard. Plays right beside Patrick Bugler. He'll bring the ball up as well, can shoot the three a little bit, and we rely on him to really match up with typically one of the better shooters for the other team because he can really play defense quite well. Patrick Bugler, number four, point guard, captain, senior. As we said, floor general, just kind of runs the show, does a great job offensively and defensively. He's the coach on the floor. We get on him a lot because we expect a lot from him, but he does a really great job for us. Number 12, Justin Fea, probably our defensive specialist. Won't see a lot of points from him, usually single digits, maybe even under five. But he's typically, we've played diamond and one and box and triangle and two on some teams this year, and he's been the defender that has gone out there. Him and Seamus have kind of rotated through. So he's really just one of those guys you hate to play against if you're on the other team, but you love to have him on your team. At the other position is number 23, Derek Marino, who's had some great games so far, particularly in the last three games, averaging over 20 points the last three games, averaging 17 for the year. Found a little niche, finding his way to the rim, does a great job, and he's doing a better job on the boards. He's playing that forward position as well, so, you know, we need him to be involved and need him to have a big game if we want to really get after Salem tonight because, as we said, they are very athletic and very tough.
That sounds like it. Okay, Coach, good talking with you. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, Mike Giardi, head basketball coach at Marblehead High School with us. We're back with more just ahead on MSO News Sports.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Bradford Tavern Restaurant in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting offering the finest steaks, freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week. The restaurant features two separate function rooms, ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com. We hope to see you soon at the Bradford Tavern.
The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
This game is brought to you in part by the Gloucester House Restaurant, offering the freshest seafood right off their boats to your plate. Sarkisian Sportswear, delivering quality team and corporate apparel located on Route 1 South in Peabody and at SarkisianSports.com. Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts, preserving Lynn's past and promoting Lynn's future at 590 Washington Street. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance, delivering complete peace of mind. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for estate planning and tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, Rantoul Street, Beverly. Honeydew Donuts of Lynn, Salem, Malden, and East Boston. MSONewsSports.com. MSO Radio.
Just about set for the tip-off of tonight's game, starting a bit early here from Marblehead High School at Salem versus Marblehead. Again, Salem coming in 6-4, Marblehead 11-2. They've won 10 in a row. Two coaches, Tom Doyle from Salem High School, Mike Giardi from Marblehead. And they'll jump here. Nate LeBron will jump for Salem High School. He's in the center circle. Witches will go from left to right to start the in the first half. See who jumps for. Looks like Derek Marino getting ready to jump for Marblehead. Marblehead, of course, with the home white uniforms, the black numerals with a little red trim around them. Salem with the all-black away uniforms with a little piping for their numbers in bright red. And again, Salem working left to right, Marblehead right to left. I'm Bill Newell along with John Squires. High above courtside, John. Who used to say that, John? Do you remember? Do you go that far back, John?
Oh, yeah, I go way back, Bill.
Ball's in the air and controlled in the backcourt by Henny Blonde of Salem High School. They control the tip to the Witches here on the road. Working left, back right. Looks like man defense. Bugler on Blonde right there. And Blonde kicks it back on out. Salem High sets back up. It is Raymond Reyes on the dribble off on the right side. Off to Blonde. Blonde to the foul line. Spins. Lean in. Hooker on the rim. Falls off to the left. And a defensive rebound by Derek Marino of Marblehead. On the dribble himself up over midcourt on the right side. Fires it into the right corner. They bounce it back up high on the wing. And on it there is Patrick Bugler. On the dribble, guarded there by Anthony Pena of Salem High School, looking at a zone defense. Here's Bugler coming back to the left side with a pass off for Keeney. Seamus Keeney back for Bugler, straight on three. Got it. Patrick Bugler with the first points in tonight's game, and Marblehead pressing right away on the Witches, and they force a turnover. Loose ball picked up by Keeney down underneath to Derek Marino, and he lays it in. Quick 5-0 run here by Marblehead. Just about a minute gone by. Salem struggling with that press. Now they bring it up over midcourt. And a take to the basket. A runner doesn't go. And the rebound is pulled down by big Bo Millett for Marblehead. Off to Bugler. Quickly up court. Off on the left. Marino, a baseline jumper left side. Doesn't go. Offensive rebound. Millett goes up. No. Stripped away from him. Marino gets it back on from a pass. And he lays it in. Marino with two buckets now, 4 points, 7-0 Marblehead. 6:26 to go, first quarter. Magicians breaking out, big ball tipped at midcourt by Marblehead on the press. Millett picks up the loose ball, drives, kicks it off on the right, a layup, no good. Keeney, no. Defensive rebound, Salem.
Whew. Boy, Marblehead's up to a really quick start. This is the first time I've got a chance to see him, and they are really, really moving very quickly.
Salem on a little give and go down underneath, a reach-in foul on Marblehead, and going, it'll be a Salem ball underneath. Raymond Reyes with the take to the basket, drawing the foul. Millett with the personal foul, a reach-in, his first, team's first. Salem on the inbounds from the end line, bringing it up to the wing, left side. Off on the right, a three ball, no, from Nate LeBron, and the follow-up is put back up and in by Salem High School for their first points of the night. Raymond Reyes with the 2 points. Here's a Bugler take for Marblehead, and a straight down the paint runner is good for Patrick Bugler. He now has 5 points. He had the three earlier. Again, Marblehead showing press here. after the made basket. Down court pass comes to the Witches. A take, a drive, and a lay in by Nate LeBrun. Nate LeBrun with his first points of the evening. Salem creeping back a bit, down 5 here, 9-4, 5:15 to go first quarter. Bill Newell, John Squires with you. Here's Bugler faking a shot, driving by a defender, kicking a pass out on the right wing, and a jump shot is put in there by Justin Fea. Two-pointer. 12-4, Marblehead. Salem take to the basket. A runner by Vlon is good. Coming straight down the paint. Seen a couple of those, one from each team here tonight. 12-6, Marblehead lead, Marblehead basketball.
You know, Bill, Marblehead's got some good size down low, and they're going to be tough in down low in the paint.
Well, here's that exchange, Millett to Marino. Now, Bill Millett has it stripped away, and a take to the basket, a runner, a flying runner, no good by LeBrun. Long down court pass, Marino gathers it in, and he's fouled as he was going to the basket. John, you're a referee. I don't know if there's such a thing as a good foul. That might have been a good foul.
Oh, absolutely. He was going in for the 2 points, and that was a very necessary and needed foul for Salem. I'll tell you, it's been a long time since you've seen a team that can match up speed-wise with Salem, and this Marblehead team can run, Billy.
Yeah. Well, certainly we talked in the game about controlling the ball, and right now Marblehead's coming out the aggressor, you know, playing, putting the press on here. Here's Marino missing the first free throw. He'll have another. But you got to think that Coach Giardi will want to get the Bo Millett, Derek Marino, the big combination clicking underneath. That's, you know, at some point here tonight. And they both can handle the ball very well. Second one is missed. Two missed free throws. Ball goes over the end line. It'll be a Salem basketball as they trail 12-6 with 4:25 to go in quarter one. Salem now seeing token backcourt pressure here by Marblehead. Press released a little bit here. Here's a take to the basket, a drive, and a make by Vinny Gaskins. A foul, so he'll go to the line for the three-point play attempt.
Drew Galley, as you probably said, did check in for the lineup for Marblehead. That's his first time in action tonight.
Ooh. Hey John, that's the second foul on Bo Millett right there, and he checks out of the game. So that could be big. Mac Fisher coming in for Marblehead. And Gaskins at the line for Salem. Vinny Gaskins for the free throw. The one free throw. It's in the air. It's around and out. No good. And there's a rebounding foul against Salem. LeBrun reaching in. Now that's his second foul too. Well, no, I take it back. They just have him for one.
The other thing here too, Billy, is Marblehead wants to run, obviously. Salem historically has run, but I don't know if they can run with Marblehead, so trying to keep in the ballgame is going to be difficult.
Bugler on the take to the basket, and he is fouled, so the shot didn't go. He'll go to the line now for two shots for Marblehead, Patrick Bugler.
Bugler's having a great year, Billy. He's averaging just under 16 points a game, so he's having a great year along with Derek Marino, who's one of the top scorers of the North Shore at 17 points a game.
Yeah, he misses that first of the two free throws. Fouled in the act of shooting, does Bugler. Next one is in the air, and that goes in and out. Marblehead struggling right now at the free throw line. Otherwise, they'd have a bigger lead than their four-point lead now. 12-8, 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Gaskins with the basketball for Salem out on the right wing. Exchanging back up high. They kick it from right to left, and now they dribble back out up top. Salem with the basketball. Gaskins down in the corner, dribbles up high. Cross court off on the right for Pena. Jump shot is good. Is it a three?
It's a three.
Yeah. Yep. Anthony Pena with the three. And it's a one-point game, so Salem has battled back. Well, a few missed free throws, and the press going off for Marblehead has allowed Salem to creep back into this game. Down by just 1 point, 3.5 to play first quarter. Here's Bugler, a pull-up jump shot. It's deflected. Good defensive play there by Salem. Outside on the block. And they bring it back up court to Salem from left to right. Again, in the away black uniforms with the red trim here in Marblehead tonight. Little dribble exchange outside. Raymond Reyes on the dribble outside. Doubled, slides by it. Now kicks a pass out on the left. A drive coming in there. The take to the basket, but now the pull-up jump shot. A three is good there for Anthony Pena. His second three. Coach Giardi was talking about them setting up for the threes and concerned about that.
And Salem in the first lead for the first time tonight, 14-12 here at first quarter, about two and a half minutes to come coming up in the first quarter.
Here's Marino, a three from the left wing. That's an air ball, but Marblehead gets the rebound. They kick it back outside. A three attempt misses again. A long down court pass gathered in by Salem as they save it on the end line and set up offensively. From right to left, the drive to Gaskins. Put it on the rim and it didn't go.
Oh, yeah, no.
Now he battles for the rebound on the floor, gathers it in, gives back to a teammate. Raymond Reyes drives. That doesn't go. Underneath, a reach-in foul on Marblehead.
You're right, Billy, what you said. The thing about Marblehead now with Millett out is that it evens off the rebounding a little bit, and Salem's starting to hit the boards and getting offensive rebounds. Three of them there in that set of sequences there.
Justin Faya checking back into the game for Marblehead. The inbounds pass is kicked by Derek Marino out of bounds. It'll be Salem basketball again, leading by 2 points here. JV game went to Salem, 59-51. Here is Salem, left wing jump shot, a three, no. Rebound pulled down by Marblehead's Mac Fisher. Off for Bugler, up over midcourt, now slows it down. Marblehead trails two here now. Thea back to Bugler in the middle. Ball swatted away from Bugler. He gets it back, though. Comes back left to right to the foul line down the lane. Kicks a pass underneath for Derek Marino, and he lays it in. Pretty drive and pass by Bugler. More full court pressure now by Marblehead. Salem struggles. They do get it over midcourt. Now they have numbers. They drive a spin. No travel. They are calling Salem's Raymond Reyes for the traveling violation, and we're tied at 14.
Both teams going to each other pretty strong here. 14-14, closing out the first quarter here.
Yeah, absolutely. Game has definitely kicked up here. Here's Bugler on a take to the basket, and there's a reach-in foul. Ball swatted away by Bugler, and that's because there was a foul. That foul is going on Raymond Reyes. That's his second foul. It's just an inbound situation for Marblehead. Thea, two hands over his head underneath the Marino. Gathers some space, puts it off the glass. No, this follow-up, no. Another third rebound back up. A foul. The shot doesn't go by Mac Fisher. So Fisher and Marino battling underneath. Kind of three attempts at that. And finally, Fisher's third shot in that sequence goes up, doesn't go, but he draws the foul.
That's Salem's 15th foul.
Fisher makes that free throw. Yeah, that foul is on Pena. No, wait a minute here. I'm sorry. That foul is on Gaskins. They have him for three fouls? That can't be right.
No, I don't think it is.
Yeah, that can't be right. Was that a made free throw, too? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, and that... And that was, here we go. Got it here. Fisher's second free throw was good. 16-14, Marblehead's retaking the lead. They steal the ball back from Salem. Here's Bugler kicking it off to Faya out on the outside, left side. Gets a pick from a teammate, and now the ball comes free. Salem has it, a drive and a take. It doesn't go. Saved on the end line. Knocked off Derek Marino of Marblehead out of bounds. It'll be a Salem ball.
Yeah, I think he only has two personal fouls, Billy.
Yeah, oh man, that would be that doesn't look right.
Devastating.
I don't think anybody
early.
Yeah. Salem with the basketball outside. Nate LeBrun off on the left wing. A three ball is good. Is that three, John?
That's a three, so that's 17.
No, but is that number three out there? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, number three up top. Yep. Numbers are very. That's Anthony Pena with his third three of the game. Now Drew Galley jump shot left baseline doesn't go. Rebound Salem. Salem leading by 1 point, 20 seconds to go in the quarter. 17-16 the score. Anthony Pena on the dribble outside. 15 seconds. Shot clock off. Still ball outside. Nothing going on here. 10 seconds. Pena dribbling. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. And now he drives past a pick. Kicks it off on the right side. A shot is blocked. Ball loose on the floor, and the buzzer sounds, ending the first quarter. At the end of one, it's Salem 17, Marblehead 16 here on MSO News Sports.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Roger Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work right for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
If you're thinking of renovating your home, please talk to the experienced sales staff at Moynihan Lumber. That's 82 River Street in downtown Beverly. Or visit us at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Second quarter about to get underway. Salem leading 17-16. Didn't look too good for them early, John, in this first quarter.
They went down early by about 6 or 7 points, and then Miller got into foul trouble. He had to sit for the last 4 or 5 minutes of the first period, and Salem made a run. Looking at the scoring so far, recap of the first quarter, you have Anthony Pena, who has 3 threes at 9 points, and from Marblehead, Derek Reno has 6 points, and Patrick Bugler has 5. So we're up to a good start over here at Marblehead, Salem leading 17-16.
MSO News Sports delivers a local radio newscast every day in our North Shore Today Post. The North Shore Today Post features audio, photos, and text updates as well from stories. Update from a story from Rockport High School today on North Shore Today. 1-point lead for Salem, and Marblehead starts the second quarter with a basketball. Bea with it, deep right corner off the Bugler on the wing, back around the perimeter. Marblehead works the basketball. Maley into the game for Marblehead, off on the right for Bugler. To Drew Galley. Faye's shot deflected, and Salem comes up with a loose ball, and they have a 1-point lead. Working back left to right now. Pull up three is no good. Rebound goes to Marblehead. With that rebound is Drew Galley, quarterback on the football team, off for Bugler. Bugler on the dribble, little behind the back dribble, kicks it off for Faye, back to Bugler. Setting up, 20 seconds on the shot clock, 7:18 to go, first half. Marblehead trailing by the 1 point. Here's Bugler into the by the foul line. Pass to the right is stolen. Salem back on the attack. The ball deflects out of bounds. It'll be a Salem ball.
You know, once Salem settled down, Billy, they got their quickness going again, and now they're matching up pretty good with Marblehead. And that's going to be a key here, the quickness of both teams here throughout the ball game.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the quickness, however that plays out, and earlier we saw Marblehead kind of showing some quickness, as you were pointing out, John. Here coming back the other way, Salem's defense has really stepped up, in the paint, and forced some turnovers there. Shot missed by Salem, rebound Marblehead, a drive to the basket, a shot, no, one shot, now a defensive rebound for Salem, and the Witches come back up court.
Oh, great block by Henny Vaughn in that play.
Here's a drive by Salem, no good, offensive rebound, pulled back, kicked back out for Gaskins. He drives, and there's a blocking foul on Marblehead. And Gaskins on his take to the basket. Nobody's in the penalty situation here for Salem. Will get the ball on the end line. Drew Galley committing his second foul. And Salem will inbound on the end line. Leading by a point, 17-16. Two-hand inbounds pass goes sidelines left. Halfway down. Back up to Nate LeBron, right side. Kicks it off down in the right wing corner, back up to LeBron. LeBron puts a foot in beyond the arc. Now out on the left wing, a three attempt. No, the rebound goes off. Salem out of bounds. It'll be a Marblehead basketball. Bill Newell along with John Squires here tonight from Marblehead. We have high school hockey coming up on Monday night, tentatively. Gloucester playing Swampscott, 7:30 at Salem State.
Boy, they're having quite a hockey season over in Swampscott,
Billy. Oh, man, they are, huh? Got a nice post-up with them. And there's a three made by Seamus Keeney for Marblehead. I marked it as a two in here, John. That's not going to work out. Got to give him the extra point. Pull-up jump shot. You know who made that?
Yes. It looked here like, boy, those numbers, Billy, are hard to see. I can't see that number, to be honest with you, the way it's... fainted.
Which kid is it?
Underneath, right in the middle there.
Not the kid with the light hair, right? The
yes,
kid near
yes,
side?
Yes.
Okay, that's Gaskin.
That's Gaskin. Vinny Gaskins. Okay.
Underneath, it is John and I. Salem numbers, just so you know here, they're on their road uniforms, the uniform is black. The numbers are also black, get that, but they're just outlined by a thin little
highlighted.
Highlighted exactly. by a little red highlighter around the perimeter. What's that called? Framed. The number's framed by a
That's
red.
That's called old age for me, not being able to see it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it just helps out to have it a little clearer for a little more clear. Here's Bugler with his take to the basket. His shot is deflected. Rebound Salem, and here come the Witches right back up court. Game tied at 19. And it is a runner put in there by Nate LeBron. His first points of the second quarter. Four now in the game. 21-19. Salem played Lynn Classical very tough earlier this week. And right now, Classical's probably the best team in the Northeastern Conference.
Right, Tommy was saying that they were leading in the third quarter.
Yeah. Barnes with a jump shot for Marblehead. That doesn't go. Traveling violation on Salem after they picked up the rebound. It'll be a Marblehead ball with Barnes inbounding on the end line. Yeah, leading in the third quarter. And the inbounds pass tipped by Salem. Loose ball picked up and laid in by Anthony Pena. The tip by Henry Vlahn. Good defensive play by Vlahn of Salem. Right now, John, Salem is doing it defensively. They're just being very pesky and forcing the turnovers.
They're very relaxed now and into the ball game now. They've got their quickness going, and they're up 23-19.
Here's a reach-in that slapped the ball away, but it's a Salem reach-in, and Salem player slapped the ball away from Marblehead, so it'll be a Marblehead ball on the end line. Salem leading here by 4 points, 23-19. And the inbounds pass goes to Marino. It kicks off, clunking off his feet. Not a great pass.
You know, interesting observation, Billy, is Salem's rebounding with Marblehead now. They're being out-rebounded early. And Pococciati's decided to still sit Millett, who is their leading rebounder. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I know he picked up two quick fouls. I don't think it was three, Billy.
No, I don't think so either. And on the clock here, I mean, if we're to believe it, Anthony Pena of Salem has three personal fouls. He's out there playing. I don't think he does, though, for some reason. But we'll see how that plays out.
Plus, he has 11 points already.
Yeah. Three attempt by Marblehead. Doesn't go. Salem rebound. Long down court pass. Gathered in and a reach-in foul. This could be a shooting foul, too. One of those plays with a Salem player hauling in a long home run pass down almost even with the basket. And it is a shooting foul.
Being an official, that looked pretty clean from up here, Billy, and it was called a foul against Marblehead.
Oh, John, I can't believe you're
on
these
be
officials.
You've got to be honest. I'm usually not. I'm not going to mention any names, but it was very close, and I'm not sure if that position was that referee was in position underneath.
First free throw was good by Vlahn. Second one is no good, and the rebounding foul. This will be on Salem.
Who made that first foul shot, Billy?
Vlahn. Henry Vlahn, number one. Henny Vlahn, I'm sorry. No relation to Henny Youngman.
If you just tuned in, 24-19 here, Salem.
And a Marblehead drive to the basket. The shot doesn't go. The rebound tipped to the sideline, and Salem comes up with a
loose
ball.
Another rebound from Salem.
Kick pass down in the left corner. Gaskin's pass, return pass up to Gaskin, knocked out of bounds. It'll be a Salem ball. 24-19, right. Marblehead trailing to Salem here with 3:41 to go in the first half.
Salem plays a pretty good non-league schedule, too, so they're not intimidated by a team that's, 11-2. They've already played Classical once, and they've been around for a while.
Here is Nate LeBron's take to the basket. I saw Salem. We did the Salem-Peabody game a few weeks ago. Salem losing at home to Peabody. But, this Salem team is a team that has to be growing during the course of this year because they lost
five
all five starters
Billy,
and
right, exactly.
Guys off the bench, two of them from last year. They're all gone. LeBron misses the first free throw, first of two. He'll get another. And so it wouldn't be hard to understand that it might take a few games for this team to play their best as to what they have. And right now, I think this team is playing a lot better than they were playing against Peabody on that night.
Billy, who made that one foul?
LeBron. Nate LeBron, number four, just made the second of the two free throws. Missed the first, made the second. Here's a Marblehead shot attempt. Doesn't go for Fisher. Rebound battle for in the corner and the sidelines. It'll be a Salem ball.
All right, I'm going to go 1-1 with that officially. Made a nice call on the sidelines, and it's going to give the ball back to Salem.
Well, we'll keep it right here. We got a timeout called here. Remind you, sure to follow us on Twitter at MSO News Sports or on Facebook as well or Instagram. Contact us by writing us at msonewsports@gmail.com. Also, MSO News Sports features exclusive audio and video content with North Shore newsmakers from both local news and local sports. And, of course, if you've already gotten this far to listen to us, we have a feature up on the Beverly Danvers Ipswich girls ice hockey team and also the Swampscott ice hockey team, two teams doing very well here on the North Shore this year.
You know, speaking about teams on the North Shore, Peabody, you mentioned Peabody-Salem. Peabody's 9-3, probably one of the surprise teams in the North Shore so far. I mean, they're 9-3, and they're doing very, very well. Of course, they're in that division with Clascal, who's 11-2. It might be the team to beat in the conference, in the entire conference, both ways.
What's interesting, you know, Clascal is not a big team either. They don't have the big guys, in other words, Marblehead's a bigger team than Lynn Clascal.
Right.
But Clascal does a lot of things. They're somewhat interchangeable, I think. And they're
Well, they've always had they've never had huge teams over there. And Tommy Grass has got them playing real good man-to-man defense. And they're very, very quick and athletic.
Yep. Here is Salem with the basketball. Back underway here, leading 25-19, six-point lead for the Witches. Here's a drive to the basket, but a blocking foul outside before the shot. On the take to the basket, it was Jaden Pereira.
So both teams have 16 fouls. So from here on in, the rest of the last 3 minutes of the second period here, both teams are going to be shooting 1-1.
And this will be a 1-1 here. Free throw is up and good, so they'll get the bonus. Jadier Pereira, senior forward, made the first one, 26-19, 7-point Salem lead. Here's the second one. That's good. Well, at some point, John, Bo Millett may come off that bench. Right now he's right next to, right at the head of the bench here, sitting down, and we'll see if he at all tries to come in and play any minutes here at the end of the first half.
Yeah, my guess is we may not see him till the third quarter.
Yeah.
Oh, great pass by Bugler.
Bugler threw a nice pass underneath, couldn't handle by one of his teammates. Loose ball, now a scramble for the ball. Marblehead picks it back up. Here's Bugler, a three. No. Rebound tipped around. And Derek Marino comes away with it. And he comes to the basket, shoots, misses it, but he's fouled.
Nice rebound by Marino. Second, third chances. He's going to go to the line for two shots here. 27-19, Salem leading in a bit of a surprise here over Marblehead with about 2.5 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Marblehead has just the 3 points here in this quarter, John. And
yeah, they've
Marino.
Gone kind of cold. They can't seem to find the basket right now.
Marino hits the first one. Marino's got size, and he's also moves well, and that has allowed him to have some big games. As he's averaging over 20 points in his last three games, as you heard Coach Giardi mention on our pregame show. Here's the second free throw. He's got that one, too.
And that's going to give him 8 points so far, so he's quietly creeping up to his average.
Now Gaskins inbound pass stolen there by Marino. Gaskins takes it back for Salem. And a pass off. No, now a kick pass out on the left baseline. A drive, a take, a runner, a basket, and a foul for Salem. Count the basket. And it looks like the foul's on Fisher. It is his second foul. And the made basket was by Nate LeBrun. So now he'll go to the line for a three-point play attempt.
And that's his nine-point, Billy.
LeBron is 1-for-2 from the line so far tonight. Misses that one. And Marblehead gets the rebound. Fisher with the rebound for the Magicians. Off for Bugler, their point guard. Number 4 in the home white uniform. Rushing up court from right to left. 2:14 to go first half. Bugler hauls it in up top. Comes to the foul line. Down the lane. A runner off balance. No. Rebound pulled down by Salem High School's Pereira.
Nice block out.
Yeah, it was. Gaskins left side, back off on the right side for LeBron. A drive, a lay-in. Nice little fake shot, and then kind of a hesitation drive, and he ended up getting an easy lay-in off the glass.
Boy,
from the right
Salem
side.
Salem playing with a lot of confidence right now, Bill.
They're up
by 10 points.
31-21. Here's Drew Galley traveling on the right wing. Looked awkward. Wasn't sure that he actually traveled, but he did not get the call his way. And So it's a turnover, and the official was right there. Has a better look at it than I did. I just wanted to criticize an official, John. I just wanted to get into the swing of it with you.
Oh, they're great guys. You're an official. Are you kidding me? They do a great job throughout the North
they
Shore.
Do.
We're very lucky to have a commissioner like Larry McIntyre, and does a great job.
Salem with the ball, kicking it out on the left wing. A three is good. A wide open three by Nate LeBrun. I mean, he was open.
That gives him 13 points, Billy.
34-21. Salem breaking away here. Here's a Marino jumper from the right baseline. Doesn't go. Salem rebound. Not getting the offensive boards right now is Marblehead. 1 minute to go in the first half. Salem up 34-21.
Great second quarter for the Witches.
Absolutely. LeBrun out of control in the paint. Lost it. Marblehead picks up the loose ball. Seamus Keeney on a drive, a take, a foul, and he got it. He laid it in. He got the 2 points. He'll go to the line for the three-point play. Keeney fouled on the take. A nice take by him. He's like their number two guard, or their two guard, I should say. So Keeney with the made basket and now goes to the line. Foul is on Vlon, his second. And Keeney's free throw is in the air and good. 10-point game, 34-24, 50 seconds to go.
Keeney now has 6 points for the headers.
Salem basketball. Out on the left wing, LeBrun. Waiting, 40 seconds, 19 on the shot clock. Working to try to free Gaskins on the cut and roll. Gaskins comes back up high to get the pass. Guarded man-to-man by Bugler. Goes on Bugler, and Bugler is called for a blocking foul.
That's going to send him to the line for a 1-1 with 30 seconds here to go in the second quarter.
Bugler's first foul, team's ninth foul. Just 30 seconds to go in the first half. 10-point Salem lead. And Vinny Gaskins at the line. Free throws in the air. He got it. Gets another one. Gaskins now with 5 points on the night. One shot coming up here. An 11-point lead for the Witches. This one's in the air. And that's good. 36-24.
Boy, they've had a great second quarter, Billy.
Here's Bugler to midcourt, going for the last shot. There is about a half a second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Game clock down to 17. 16 on the shot clock. Here's Bugler driving and a reach-in foul. That'll put Bugler at the line.
Coach Doyle didn't want that. They wanted to get them, give him the last shot, and that foul is going to send Bugler to the line for a 1-1.
Free throw is in the air and good. Patrick Bugler, 35-36. A free made free throw gets it to 10 points, and he makes it. Two free throws by Bugler. 13.6 seconds to go. Ball inbounded. Salem got the length of the court to go here. Up over midcourt with it, Pena. Guarded there, man-to-man. Pull-up jump shot, a three, no. Rebound, Marblehead, 2 seconds, a bomb at the buzzer. Oh, it hit the rim. Sent away by Matt Fisher of Marblehead from three-quarter court, and it just misses. Came down on the iron between the backboard and the circle, and clunked there and just fell off to the right. But a nice attempt by Fisher to close out the first half. Well, John and I will be back with some thoughts on this first half, so stay with us here. The score at the half, it is Salem 36, Marblehead 26, boys basketball on MSO News Sports.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 Series windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our three locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at HarringtonTrophy.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever you plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, this is Saka Sarkisian, owner of Sarkisian Sportswear, located on Route 1 South in Peabody. We are a sports team dealer and custom apparel distributor that can handle all of your team's or company's uniform and apparel needs. So stop by and visit us at 182 Newbury Street in Peabody to see our storefront. Visit with our friendly and helpful staff and let us help you get the right fit for your program. Also, you can visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials and learn more about us.
Welcome back to Marblehead. We're at the half where Salem erupted to outscore Marblehead 19-10 in the second quarter and to take a 36-26 lead here in tonight's game. Bill Newell along with John Squires here. The number might be wrong, but I think I got that. But, John, we're looking at the scoring here. We're trying to sum up quickly to our scoring. We're doing two different things here. Now we got Nate LeBrun of Salem with 12 points. Anthony Pena at the half with 11, right? You got him up with 11.
Right.
And Vinny Gaskins, I have with 6 for the Witches. Blon, Henny Blon with 3. Raymond Reyes with 2. And Pierre with 2 points as well. He has the 2 free throws, number 35. And then for Marblehead, Seamus Keeney, I have for 5. How does that look for you?
Yep, that's what
Patrick
I got.
Patrick Bugler. Hold on here. That's 5, 7? Is it 7 sound right to you?
Okay, for Patrick Bugler, yeah. 7. And I think I got Keeney for 6. I think he hit a 3 early in the game, but we could be wrong.
Oh, no, you're right. Wait a minute. Hold on. I have a 3.
So that would be giving him 6 points.
Yeah, they're right. Five, that's 6. My mistake.
Okay.
I have a 3, too. I'm sorry.
Bill, you don't make mistakes. Are you kidding me? Come on. This is very unusual.
It folks, if you've just happened to click on here, yes, this is highly unusual. And you are, it's like lightning striking you or something like
and
that.
And I was here.
And
unbelievable.
That, yeah, far from that, right. Justin Thayer with 2, how about that?
I give him a 3. I think he made a 3-pointer. Am I wrong, or I could be wrong with that. I thought he hit a 3 early. But
let me look at the, hold on, well, let me go back. And then Derek Marino I have for 8.
Yes.
Okay, so we agree on that. Let me just look at the quarter here. Folks who enjoy this here. 5, 7, 9, 11, 13.
While Billy's doing his math.
Might be right on that. Well, so that would make sense.
That's 2 in a row. Unbelievable. I'm on a roll.
So
here.
Who did you give the 3 to? Fayer.
Fayer. He's got a 3.
Okay.
So as we're looking here at halftime, Billy, Salem just played great second man-to-man defense. They outscored Salem in that 19-10 in that second period, and they got a 10-point lead here, which is a bit surprising, but then again, it's not. Salem's always been a contender in the conference, and I know Coach Giotti, being a former witch himself, knew that Tommy Doyle was going to bring the witches over here highly prepared and hungry for a defeat. We were talking earlier, Billy, in the broadcast, and Salem is 6-3 in the conference, not 6-2, so they were already three games behind the headers, so this is a big game for them if they're looking down the road. I think what they're really looking for, as you said, Billy, earlier, is improvement. They're starting five new players, and they just want to get better and come tournament time and try to contend.
Well, you also have Marblehead here, and I've talked about this with a few coaches here in the last week or so. I'm just holding, trying to get the score out here. Give me 1 second here. And here we go. Marblehead, you know, has the great record coming into tonight's game, but you know, of course, they want to pile up these wins because going into the state tournament, they did not make the tournament a year ago. They were under 500, and now at 11-2, this is all important for seeding because you want to get a home game. You get a home game, you got a good chance for, you know, you got a shot for a win depending on how the matchups are.
Absolutely.
You never know.
And they've already really qualified for the tournament with 11 wins. So
they have.
Now what they want to do is they want to first, their first thing they want to do, they want to win their conference championship.
Yeah.
And then they'll go from there. But kind of interesting that Bo Millett never came back. He checked out with about 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. We never saw him again. It'll be interesting to see what happens if he's going to kind of bring him back. Coach Giotti kind of as a, you know, running point for the headers and kind of get them ready to go this third, fourth quarter here.
Yeah, I got to think that, you know, it's interesting. One of the things that worked very well for Marblehead early on was the press.
Absolutely, he pulled it off.
He pulled it off, and I don't think they can do that for long, but that's fine. We'll see if they pop out in the second half and try that again. But Salem did start adjusting to it. So, you know, to that extent.
But they did jump out to an early lead because of that. You're right. Yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised to see that again somewhere in the third and fourth quarter.
And the other thing, too, is we saw, and we've seen it a lot. I've seen it a few times. Obviously, it happens a lot. But the defense is dictating the game. You know, Salem's defense disrupting the Marblehead offense in the paint and around the paint, forcing turnovers early on, as we were just talking about a moment ago, the Salem, the Marblehead press in backcourt, forcing turnovers and really disrupting Salem, a team that, you know, normally would handle the ball very well.
And another thing, too, Salem rebounded very well in that second period. And that makes a big difference when you're rebounding and getting the ball and you're not giving Marblehead, as they did earlier, second, third, and fourth tries for a basket.
One of the things is, in rebounding, it's not all size, it's positioning.
Absolutely.
With Bo Millett, it's a lot of size, though.
Exactly.
But on the other hand, you can see how Salem is very quick. They get out. And if you're taking outside shots, it's not like they're, you know, you got to have the position because, well, you do need position, but if the ball is rebounding off the iron and going out a ways, then it's a quickness thing.
This
and Salem
is what I love
competes.
About high school basketball. Be interested to see. Both these coaches have been around for a while, Billy, and both a lot of experience to see what kind of adjustments both of them make at halftime here. They've kind of felt each other out. They've seen kind of everything in their arsenal, and we'll see what happens here. And we'll see if Marblehead comes right out of the chute pressing against the Witches.
Or has something else up their sleeve, too. I don't think it has to be the press, but we'll see what they come out with and what they do with double zero. Bo Millett, their big forward. Oh, there he is down there. Just I didn't see him out there, and you. But he's right behind the bench there now, but down below us.
We originally were, if I'm not mistaken, going to go over to Danvers tonight to see the girls play against the Revere Patriots, but we switched over here. Danvers is right now in a mini slum, started out 7-0 in girls basketball, and they've lost 4 in a row, 7-4. And they got a tough match against Revere Patriots tonight at home.
Yeah, that's a tough one for them. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, we'll see. We may be back with them and with Revere as well.
I noticed the Swampscott girls are back on the winning track, won their second game in a row, and they're one game below 500. Caitlin Leonard over in Revere, a former student of mine over in Swampscott. Great kid and a great basketball player.
Talk about Mike Giardi talking in our pregame show about how he's faced teams that have also been facing some adversity, and that's helped them a little bit, you know, to get to where they are. That's a very generous thing, I think, of him to say. Having said that, conversely, Pat Ballou over at Danvers Girls Basketball, they have faced some teams that have put their best effort out and have defeated them, including, I'm sure, I wouldn't be surprised if that game with Swampscott this week wasn't Swampscott's best game of the year.
Yes.
Because they've been a little up and down
this year. And it
was a game
they really needed to get back on track. So, and I talked to Pat. I see Pat a lot over in Danvers working over there, and I see Pat, and he said he snuck out, stole a couple games earlier in the season. So he's not surprised that they're struggling a little bit. But he'll get back on track, and we're ready to begin, Billy.
All right, so let's start the second half, folks. Salem starts with the ball and a 10-point lead to start the second half here in Marblehead. Boys basketball right here on MSO News Sports. With it, LeBron left block, puts it up. No, he didn't get it. And there's Derek Marino with the rebound. Bo Millett out on the court. Ball went through his fingertips, but went over to Patrick Bugler right away. Good things for Marblehead on the first exchange of the evening of the second half. Bugler up top, off on the left wing, off for Keeney, Seamus Keeney, down to Marino. His pass to the paint is deflected. There's that defense that we were talking about just a moment ago, deflecting a pass into the paint by Salem Marblehead. So here's Salem with a take, a shot, no good, and a foul. Oh, my, that could be on Millett. No, it isn't.
Well, that would have been potentially disastrous.
And Bo had that look on his face
like,
I was close.
He was close to it.
And, of course, he's trying not to foul it when the whistle blows, and I'm looking down. I only see Bo there, but it went against
Keeney's,
A shooting foul and a two-shot situation here for LeBron of Salem.
You know, Billy, it's kind of a forgotten trait, but foul shooting is so important in the outcome of a ball game here, so it's very important that you make your foul shots here.
Free throw made. One of two for LeBron, 37-26. One example of that I saw recently was Classical's come-from-behind win to beat Everett a couple weeks ago over at Classical High School. They were draining free throws down the stretch and turned the game around.
You know, that's a great, great win for Classical. Everett is a very, very good team, and that's a great win. Just gives you an indication how strong Classical may be down the road.
Now, there's a great example, too, of what I think Salem is doing, taking something almost out of the Classical playbook where the big guys for Everett weren't scoring inside. They just were not looking comfortable under the basket, and that's because the Classical defense was pesky. You know, it's not like if you get the ball, you get it up high, you launch your shot, no one's going to touch it, but they couldn't get to that point even.
Exactly, and they are very quick out front.
Here's Marblehead with the basketball, working to the basket to our right side. Bugler with it outside, trailing by 11 underneath Marino off the glass and in. Derek Marino. He's got 10 points now, first points of the second half, and they press to start the second half. Bugler on the steal, the take back to the basket. He can't get it to fall. Ball tipped out to Millett. He drives, lays it in. Bo Millett. Well, that's the combination that Coach Mike Giardi wants to see.
Here's what we're talking about, the little spark there by Millett.
Big follow-up slash to the basket by Millett, and now a reach-in foul. So I think that's on Faya. It'll be a Salem basketball on the end line. No, it's on Keeney.
No, now they're switching it. They're switching it. That's his second.
Inbounds foul in the paint on Salem. No, it's on Millett. Oh, my.
That's going to be his third foul.
Yeah. The ball was not even inbounded, right? Or was it?
No, it wasn't. They called him for a grab.
Oh, man. That's his third foul. Bo Millett. That's a tough call. Here's a take by Salem and a foul. Millett is there, but I don't think he committed the foul. Two-shot foul coming up here.
And that foul's on Keeney. That's going to be his third.
All right. All right, so here's LeBron with the free throw made. He'll have another. Well, when you get right now, we're starting with a lot of whistles to start the second half here. So that kind of takes away from the flow. Not saying the whistles aren't fair, but here's a second free throw is good. So LeBron with three made free throws here in the third quarter so far.
He's got 14 now, Billy.
Salem up 9, 39-30. 6 minutes to play, third quarter. Marino outside. Down to Faya, right corner. Back up to Bugler, right wing. Off on the left side to Gary.
There's that defense again, Billy. Yep, quick hands, quick feet.
Drew Galley's pass into the paint, deflected, and Salem comes up with it. Pena, long pass out in the right corner. LeBron right side of the lane. Now left of the lane, rather, LeBron. Salem sets up. A pull-up jump shot by Pena. No, Millett skies and pulls down the rebound with two hands. Bugler pass, not a good pass, taken away by Salem. And Coach Giardi wanted a travel call on that and didn't get it. Here is Pena, a three, left wing, got it for Salem. Anthony Pena now with 14 points. 42-30, Salem coming back out, leading by 12 now here in the third quarter. On the road, which is big win if Salem can stay on this. Here's Bugler on a take to the basket, fouled outside. There'll be no free throws on this one. It'll be a Marblehead ball underneath. Now that's on Pena, his second. Yeah, they had Pena earlier, right, for like four fouls. So we knew that was wrong.
Right.
So now they have him for two. Inbounds pass, foul on Salem. And that is on LeBron. That's two for LeBron. I think they were off on the clock. They do post the fouls on the score clock across the way.
A little bit slow on the recording of who it's on, too. So
Marino at the line for Marblehead for two shots. Misses the first.
If you just joined us, Salem is leading Marblehead here with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, 42-30 over at Marblehead.
Marino of Marblehead, second free throw is no good. Clanks off the iron. Now they're battle, scrapping for the basketball, and Salem's LeBron comes up with it on the floor, near side. Salem working right to left here in the second half. Just under 5 minutes to go now in the third quarter. A pull-up three from the right side doesn't go. That shot taken by Vlon of Salem. Marblehead rebound down court. Pass pulled in by Drew Galley, the quarterback. Off on the right wing, Bugler, a three attempt. Got it! Patrick Bugler. He's got 10 now. Big, big bucket for Marblehead. Here's the press by Marblehead, and Salem breaks it. Up court on the left, Pena. Stops, kicks the pass back out on the left for LeBron. LeBron foul line, back off to Pena. Doubled, back off to LeBron. Open three, left corner, no. Rebound tipped around. Derek Marino tips it to Bugler. Bugler, strong take to the basket. A runner on the glass, no. Follow-up, Fea, got it. Justin Fea. He's got five now. Here's Salem back. Three on one, numbers. Pass on the right, Gaskin goes up, and he's fouled. Big Drew Galley reaching in.
Well, there's that press again, yep. Billy. We talked about trying to bring Marblehead back in the game, 42-35. Salem's having some more success breaking it.
Vinny Gaskin's going to the free throw line for Salem High School. Had 6 points in the first half. We'll have the two shots here. Salem leading seven. Free throw Gaskins. Right hand fingertip release is good. To the basket to our left. Now Bugler goes out and Seamus Keeney comes in for Marblehead. Fea, Galley, Millett, Marino, and Keeney in for Marblehead. Gaskins at the free throw line. Free throw in the air. No. Rebound Derek Marino of Marblehead. Off for Keeney. Up court right wing. No Bugler in. Bugler certainly means a lot to this Marblehead team as their point guard. Galley on the right side up for Keeney. Millett tips a pass off to Fea. Back to Marino. Baseline. Puts it on the rim. No! Rebound Salem. Underneath. Player goes down. A scramble for it. Gaskins kicks it out. And Salem survives. Takes a deep breath and brings the ball up over midcourt. A little pressure there. Here's LeBron driving left block. Baseline. No. Rebound pulled down by Marino. Marino on the dribble. He can do it. Comes up over midcourt on the right to Keeney. Off on the right. Fea. Jump shot. No. Rebound Salem.
Both teams having trouble finding the hole here now.
Off on the right wing, a three, no good. Rebounding foul, the three taken by Henny Vlon. It's on Salem. Marblehead will get the basketball.
Bugler's going to check back in.
Yeah, Bugler just needed a little bit of a rest. Now Fea goes out. Marblehead has Keeney and Galley bringing the ball up. Bugler waiting for him off on the left in forecourt left side. Keeney comes there, passes on a bounce to Bugler down to Marino, left baseline, back up to Keeney. Keeney working with Galley, right side, into the paint. Millett kicks it back out for Galley. Galley coming toward the paint, off to Keeney, a three straight on. Got it! Seamus Keeney, now with nine in the game. Gaskin takes the inbounds pass, charges up court, drives, ball knocked free. And it'll be a Salem basketball. Bugler reaching in, deflecting the ball away.
Right, and Marblehead's back in this ball game here, 43-38. So we have plenty of time left here, and we got a beauty over here.
Yeah, inbounds goes to LeBron of Salem. Inbounds from the end line. Off on the right wing, a three, wing, no good. And Millett with a big rebound, skying.
Salem's gone ice cold, and Marblehead's making their run.
Off on the right wing, Keeney a three. This one's no good from the right corner. Rebound, Millett tips at it. Knocked out of bounds off of Salem, according to the official.
Salem's in the boards now, and I mean, Marblehead's in the boards now, and Marblehead's starting to out-rebound Salem for the first time since early in the ball game, and that does make a big, big difference.
It is Drew Galley inbounding to Marino, left corner. Jump shot doesn't go. It was short. Salem gets the rebound. 2:20 to go, third quarter. Salem up five, 43-38. With it. It is Pena, Anthony Pena on the left side, off on the right for Vlan, back on the left for LeBron, comes foul line, tries a runner, no, his own bound, lost it, scramble for the basketball, LeBron comes up with it,
play.
What a save, off on the left wing, a jump shot is a three and good by Pena.
Great play.
Pena now with five threes in this game for Salem High, gives them an 8-point lead, 46-38, big, big three there. What a great hustle play by LeBron. Marino underneath. Shot doesn't go. Millett the board. Stripped away from him by Gaskins of Salem. Bounce pass on the right. Vlan gathers it in the right corner, and Salem sets up. Minute and a half to go, third quarter. Here's Vlan, a three, right side, no. Bugler the rebound. Marino streaking down court. Watered the pass, but here's Bugler coming. Feeds Marino now, and he goes up and is fouled.
Both teams starting to run their fast break now, which they both want to do, get out and run. Both of these teams like to run with the ball and put the ball up. So Marblehead is now, what are we going to call here now? It looks like, I don't know whether that's a hard foul or an intentional foul. So that's going to give them two shots in the ball. So that could change things drastically here if he makes them and they get the ball and score. So
tough call there. Against
I don't
Salem.
Know if I agree with that, Billy.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. He just fouled him. He went up and
yeah.
Came on top of him, and he wasn't trying to hurt him or anything. I disagree with that call. I'm sorry.
I agree, yeah. Marino hits the first one. He'll have a second. 46-39. This one's in the air. That's good. Derek Marino, two free throws for Marblehead. So he's got 12 points now. 46-40. That was a big deal-breaker there, or deal maker for Marblehead, and now Marblehead gets the ball. Could say that he could have been in better control, I suppose. But here's Drew Galley driving into the paint. Shot no good. Rebound grabbed by LeBron of Salem off the floor. Down court. Gaskin a layup. No! Shot blocked by Keeney. Loose ball gathered in by Salem. Vlan a three. Right wing. No! Rebound Marino. Stolen by Vlan.
Oh, quick hands.
Yeah. Bounce pass left. Salem underneath. Lay in by Salem High School's Raymond Reyes. Just his second bucket of the night.
Weathering the storm here a little bit, Bill. It's back up to 8 points again.
Salem 48, Marblehead 40, under a minute to go, third quarter. Keeney out on the middle, off on the left for Bugler. Up to Keeney, foul line, bounce pass underneath Marino. A fake, a drive, off the glass and in. Derek Marino. Well, he is so good up close most of the time. Here's a double and a reach-in foul on Marblehead.
He's got 14 now, Billy. Marino has 14. Quietly, you look up and you see why he's scoring points and leading one of the top scorers in the area.
It'll be a Salem basketball on the end line. That foul was on Drew Galley, his fourth foul. 48-42, 29.1 seconds to play in the third quarter. Six-point game. Yeah, we got a good one here tonight.
Absolutely.
Here's Gaskins doubled on the inbound. I'm sorry, John.
That's okay. 48-42, come down the last 20 seconds.
Pena, pull-up jumper, Salem on the rim, around, no. Rebound swatted away, picked up there by Keeney. Two on two, Keeney will take it, drives, no. And the rebound is grabbed by Salem. Back up court, 12 seconds. With it, A spin off to Salem's Reyes. No. Rebound. Kick back out. Pena. Three. No. In and out. Bo Millett, the rebound at the buzzer. And we played three with the score. Salem 48. Marblehead 42. Back with the deciding fourth quarter in a moment.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
18-12. Those numbers, what do those numbers mean, 18-12? Out of the mouth of John Squires. Well, it's the Marblehead outscoring Salem in that quarter.
That was quite a back-and-forth run there for about 4 minutes there, and we got a great game here, 48-42. The Witches of Salem leading Marblehead over here at Marblehead High School, and we begin the fourth quarter of play.
A little shout-out to our athletic directors, Scott Connolly of Salem High School and Andrew O'Neill here at Marblehead. Thank you. Two head coaches, Tom Doyle for Salem High School, Mike Giardi for Marblehead. A cutting Bo Millett takes a feed from the end line and slashes in for 2 points. That's just his fourth point of the night for Bo Millett. Not that he's a scoring machine, but it just shows it puts an exclamation point on the time that he had to sit on the bench in that first half.
He is a force. He rebounds. He's a big body down low, and it does change things a little bit for Salem.
Full court pressure by Marblehead on Salem. They get a pass up on the right sideline. Ball kicked to the corner. Bo Millett blocking, and now the ball has lost a turnover. Salem, Marblehead basketball. It's a four-point game now, 7:40 to play.
Pretty good defense by Marblehead on that exchange, and now they have the ball back.
With it, Keeney up court. Fea on his right, Bugler on the left. Bugler gets the pass. Back to Keeney on the right, Fea. Down to Marino, right baseline jump shot. No, Millett, the offensive board. Kicks it out to Bugler. Bugler drives, gets bumped, puts a shot up. It doesn't go, but he'll go to the line for two shots.
There's Millett again in the paint, getting the rebound and kicking it back out to Bugler, and Bugler drawing the foul.
Good court awareness, too, by Bo Millett on that time. Sometimes you get the ball in tight like that, not with position, and you think, well, I'm going to go right back up. That was not the time, probably, to go right back up. Reset it, give it out, and see what happens. And Bugler, with a slash to the basket, draws the foul.
That's a great point. He knows his role, obviously. He was covered. He kicked the ball out to a point guard who goes to the hoop high, and he's going to get two foul shots here.
First one is good. Bugler now with 11 points. I say that looking over to John Squires just to confirm that. And the next one is good. So he's got another one.
Right on target, 12 points.
Two-point game here.
You're not going to miss anything the rest of the night, that's for sure.
Here's a reach-in foul on Marblehead. Salem will get the ball. They're not in the penalty yet. 7:20 to go in a two-point game, fourth quarter.
Well, now they're pressing again, Billy, and that did help their run. I think it helps their offense, too. A good pressing defense leads to a strong offense when they receive the ball. So that's part of their identity right now, this part of the season.
Oh, we are shooting 1-1 here.
Wow, all those early fouls in the third quarter, and now we got 17 fouls on Marblehead and 5. We're going to be shooting 1-1 here.
Bugler,
very shortly, yeah, both ways.
For Bugler, that's his third foul for Marblehead. The 1-1, the first of it is missed, but we have a whistle on the rebound.
Violation over the lane for Salem, so Marblehead's going to get a chance to tie it up here, down by two. Coming up to 7 minutes, 7:20 in the fourth quarter.
Tie it up or take the lead with 7:17 to play. With it, Keeney on the right to Fea, down right baseline to Marino. Quick pass around the perimeter, Bugler a three left wing, and he got it. And it's a lead for Marblehead, 49-48, with 7 minutes to play. Salem with the ball at midcourt, kicking it off on the right, back on the left. Gaskins lays it in, and back and forth we go. Salem with the lead. Gaskin with a two-point bucket. Salem up one, 50-49. Good game here tonight, Salem and Marblehead. Marino, right baseline for Marblehead, drives, lays it up. No, Millett back up, and no! And another time, Marino can't get it. Fight for the ball in the corner, and Salem comes away with it. Well, Marblehead had their chances, but Salem was defending it underneath the basket well. 1 point Salem lead, they have the ball. Setting up. Off on the right side, now back left to Pena. Working with Vlan to his right side. Pena hangs on, dribbles. 11 on the shot clock. Pena, left wing, pull-up jump shot at three. Doesn't go. Bugler, the long rebound outside. Off for Keeney. Keeney doing some of the extra ball handling here. Spelling Bugler a bit. Fayo right side. Sending Bugler through the paint. But Keeney has it up top underneath. Millett goes up strong. Can't get the... gets a shot off. No. Bodies fall down in the paint. Salem gets the ball. They come up right side. Pena off on the left. Gaskins going in. One on two. Off balance shot. No. Rebound. Salem up and in by LeBrun. What a huge offensive board by LeBrun there. And a great putback for him, giving Salem a three-point lead. LeBrun has done some huge things tonight for
he's
Salem High School.
He's got 16, too, and he's playing a real all-around game. He's rebounding as well as putting points up on the board.
Defending. Here's Bo Millett, left block. Comes back off for Bugler. A drive, a reach, and foul. 5:20 to play in a three-point game. Salem leads. Marblehead to the free throw line. Patrick Bugler there.
That's going to be Pena's third foul.
Bugler with 15 points now. Are they shooting or not shooting? No, they're not shooting. Okay.
Henry Blonde checking back in for Salem.
Fea to inbound for Marblehead underneath the basket. Off on the right for Bugler, a drive. He got fouled again on the take to the basket. Well, Bugler is, if anything, drawing fouls here. With the 15 points, goes to the free throw line.
Another tough call. Tommy Dola didn't like that at all.
Bugler misses the first one. He'll get another. 3-point game. Marblehead trails, 5:15 to play. Next one's in the air. That's no good. Salem rebound.
Foul shots, foul shots, foul shots. Down the stretch. 52-49, which is up by three.
5 minutes to play in the game. Salem basketball. Pena with it out top. Two players watching him. They kick it off on the right side for Vlan. Back up to Pena. Off on the left to Gaskin on the wing. 8 on the shot clock. Gaskin outside. Gaskin foul line down the left side. A runner. No. Rebound tipped around. Who's got it? Bo Millett comes away with it. On the dribble himself. Off to Bugler. Bugler slashes. Back to Millett underneath. Goes off the glass. Got it. And he's fouled. Could tie the game here. Millett with the 2 points. 6 now on the night.
Great pass by Bugler. Give and go from Millett.
Pereira, who's seeing a lot of playing time now for Salem in the second half, commits that foul. They say that's his fourth foul. And Bo Millett at the line for one shot, team trailing 1 point. Got it, and we're tied. Oh, my. 4:38 to play. Tied at 52. Scramble, loose ball. Marblehead takes it away in backcourt against Salem. Forecourt now is Marblehead. Keeney in a tie game with the dribble outside. 22 on the shot clock. Galley left side off for Keeney. Foul line off on the right. Bugler a three. The left-hander got it. Timeout, Salem.
Big shot there by Patrick Bugler with 4:17 to go and puts Salem ahead for only the third time since early in the game.
Marblehead leading here, 55-52 after the Bugler three-point make. Both coaches now drawing. Coach Tommy Doyle's got the board out there with the court on it.
Well, this is what Tommy talked about young guys playing first-time valuable pressure experience, five new starters. They did this against Classical. They were winning with about 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, and then Classical beat them at the end. And that's what it comes down to, crunch time, learning how to win. That's very important.
Got some scores. Classical leading Beverly after three, 56-47. I thought that could be a tough game. Let's see here. Winthrop up on Gloucester, 55-49, fourth quarter there. No, Gloucester up on top, maybe. My mistake. Coach Brown wins for St. Mary's basketball. 200 career victories. Congratulations, Coach Brown. I think they're playing Cathedral, or Arlington Catholic, excuse me, tonight. Fenwick's playing Cathedral.
Yeah, Fenwick's at Cathedral. Yeah. Real treat. Holy mackerel.
Hey, we're back underway here. Fourth quarter. Salem throws it away. Upcourt pass from backcourt into forecourt.
There's
from
that
left
press
to right.
Again, Billy. There's that press causing problems.
Derek Marino sat out for a moment. Now he's back into the game. So they've got Bugler and Keeney in the backcourt. And down and on the wing is Drew Galley, the football quarterback. Bo Millett and Derek Marino in the lineup for Marblehead. There's Millett standing at the free throw line. The ball's to Keeney on the left wing off for Bugler. Keeney, a three from straight on. Got it! Seamus Keeney. He's got 12 now in the game. And Marblehead has a 58-52 lead. Here's Blonde quickly over midcourt. Bounce pass to the paint, knocked out of bounds.
Nice play by Keeney defensively.
Looked like it could have been a bounce pass from right to left for a running layup and in.
Keeney has two big threes in this game.
Yeah. Salem with the basketball, not done yet. Blonde outside, two-hand pass on the left, Pena down to LeBron left side to Pena. To Gaskins up top, 58-52. Three out on the right wing is made by Pena. No, check that. LeBron. LeBron doing it outside. Wow. Nice shot. He's had a huge game tonight for Salem High School.
That's 19 for him.
Keeney to the middle and up high off to Galley. Back to Keeney. Foul line into the paint. Marino underneath off the glass and in. That's all Marino needs, a little space. Got a little space. Got a little free. Now Marino on the steal. Knocked the ball free, and Salem gets it back. 60-55. Marblehead leading five. Salem basketball.
That's 16 for Marino.
Blonde, a right wing three. No. Bo Millett, the rebound. Well, that's why you need Millett in the game now, and that's why, Coach, because you already had
right.
him sitting out for
and,
the first half
Coach
of the foul
Yachty
trouble.
Wants him to take a little air out of the ball now. They're up by five with 2.5, 2:40 to go here in the final fourth quarter.
Keeney on the right, Galley. Right baseline, Marino. Little space for Marino way out on the corner, though. Now down to Bugler. Three from the left corner. No. Rebound, Salem. Salem rebound. Up court, Vlon on the right side. To Pena. Up top, it is Reyes. Off on the left wing, a three. LeBron, no. Rebound loose on the floor. And Drew and Bo Millett gets it.
That's about his eighth or ninth rebound, and he does make a big difference in the paint down there.
Keeney to midcourt, over midcourt for Marblehead. On the right to Galley outside, guarded by LeBron. Back on the left, Keeney. Now to Millett in the paint. Jump pass out on the corner to Bugler. Bugler is fouled. Not shooting.
But he will be shooting from the foul line.
Yes.
And here we are, foul shots, very, very important here, as we talked about earlier.
Let's make a note here, John. Let's see how foul shots go from this point on. This is really the final stretch here, under 2 minutes to play here. Bugler's free throw, missed it.
But Marblehead gets a rebound.
Yeah.
Marino getting the rebound.
Missed free throw by Bugler.
That was a big rebound, boy.
Yep. Keeney, Bugler, a three, left corner, got that. Wow. Five threes now for Bugler. Salem inbounds pass, a double in backcourt. They kick it from right to left. Up on the left wing side, Reyes, a drive off to Gaskin. He goes up and he's fouled by Bugler.
I'm sure Coach Doyle's looking, saying, where did this game go? We had a tie game, and all of a sudden it's an 8-point game with a minute 20 to go.
It's been an explosive game, really, in a way, for both teams here, the way it's gone back and forth here.
Well, we had four threes, Marblehead. Bugler hit two, and Keeney hit one, I guess, three. And those were big, big plays.
What do you have Bugler for, 21? Do you have Bugler for 21? Yeah, 21, yeah. I think I got him for that. And
21, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, LeBron with 13, 14, 15, 20. Do you have him for 20?
I got him for 18.
18.
But I could have missed one.
Okay, I had him for, let me just make sure, my first half numbers. You had him for 12 at the half, right?
12 in the first half.
Okay, so then, wait a minute here. 13, 14, 15. Yeah, he's got 20 right now.
Yeah.
He has a two and a big three. He had that
right
outside three, LeBron, in the fourth quarter
and
here.
And Pena has 14. But here again, Bugler and Marino, once again, the two top scorers for Marblehead, stepping to the forefront here.
Now, I have Pena for 17.
11.
Because I got him for two threes.
You're right.
Here
you're
in the
right
second half.
That's
okay.
Correct. 17.
Okay. It's evening out here, folks. It's taken a while here. At the free throw line for Salem, it is Raymond Reyes, misses the first one. So now each team going to the line and missing some free throws here down the stretch. Minute 18 to play, 63-55, Marblehead.
Salem running out of time here, though, down by eight.
Second free throw is good. Reyes with that one. No, check that. That was Gaskins. My mistake there. Vinny Gaskins at that line. And it is Marblehead basketball. Bugler, minute five to go. Dribbles in, now dribbles back out. Running time off the clock. They've got the 63-56 lead and a foul outside as Keeney was fouled. He'll go to the line. I think he'll go to the line for two shots here in the double bonus now.
You know, there's youth. You got 6 seconds on the shot clock, ball at the top of the key. He goes by him and he fouls him, sends him to the foul line, you know. So it's just a little bit of an experience. I know they want to stop the clock, but there's still almost a minute, just about a minute left in the game.
Having case in point, I suppose, in hindsight, it's always 20-20, but if you're going to do that foul earlier.
Oh, sure.
Then, right, yeah. So here's Keeney. Seamus Keeney at the free throw line for Marblehead. Knees bent, dips, and the right hand flip is no good. Again, we're seeing both teams missing free throws down the stretch.
Keeney, kind of a surprise, has 12 points tonight, Billy. I think he had six while I got him for.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Yep, you're right. Yep. And but Mike was saying, Coach Giardi was saying in the pregame show that there are different people will step up at different times for this team. I think he said something like that. There's Keeney hitting the next free throw.
And now he has 13. And there's the press that kind of brought Marblehead back.
Gaskins
once again.
Yep. Gaskins pass off on the right for Reyes doesn't go. Out of bounds, tipped by Marblehead. So it'll be a Salem ball with 51.3 seconds to play. Marblehead wants time to run off the clock. Salem has to inbound way up top from the end line. They catch it and send it off on the left wing. Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll be a Salem ball again. With it, Anthony Pena, left sidelines to inbound. Off to Gaskins, back to Pena, a three, he can hit it. Got it! Anthony Pena, now with 20 points, and he has, when you have trouble counting the numbers of threes a guy has, then you know he's having a good night. 6 3-point
exactly,
shots.
Exactly, that's yep what they got him for, 6 threes.
Yeah. We've had some threes here tonight, I'm just thinking here. You got LeBron with a couple of threes, Pena with 6 threes. You've got Patrick Bugler of Marble Bugler. I sound like Joe Namath here.
Yeah.
5 threes and Seamus Keeney with 2 threes.
Right.
And Justin Fea with 2 threes. No, 1 3. One three. My
yep
mistake.
But here again, a key factor here tonight, besides Bugler and Marino getting their points, Seamus Keeney has 13 points. And as you said, Coach Yachty says different players stepping up at different times, and that's a big key for Marblehead as they lead by five with 44 seconds to go here this evening. 64-59, Marblehead leading Salem. 44 seconds to go in the fourth quarter here. Northeastern Conference matchup. Inbounds pass, foul right away, and Bugler will go to the line for Marblehead. Free throw by Bugler is good. Second one is good. That was two by Bugler, right?
Yep.
Okay. So Bugler coming down and down the stretch hitting some free throws. LeBrun, a left corner three. No, Bugler the rebound for Marblehead. 66-59, 30 seconds to play. Marblehead off to Marino underneath, lays it in. Sneaking away, Derek Marino.
That should do it.
20 seconds, Salem ball. 69-58 rather, I should say. There's a three made by Salem. LeBrun. Oh, man. Timeout. So that's 23 points for Nate LeBrun of Salem High School.
Yeah, he's had a great game. The juniors played very, very well tonight.
What do we got Bugler for now? Just, let's see here. 20.
23.
1,
maybe?
20. No, yeah, 20, yeah, 23. 68-59 with 13.1 seconds to play. And then Derek Marino.
He's got 18, I think, Billy, if I'm not mistaken.
10, 12, 14, 16, 18. Yep, 18 points there for Marino. And Seamus Keeney, as you mentioned, has 12. And Bo Millett with 7?
Seven. Yeah, right. 7 and probably to go along with at least 10 boards.
Yeah. He's a double. He's got, in stats, double digit. He's the only guy in double digit rebounds for the team in the
right.
game. But, you know, they kept Marino kind of, even though Marino got 8 points, he wasn't lighting it up in the first half and dominating a game as he has done the last three games for Marblehead.
Right.
So that was one thing I'm sure Salem had to focus on here tonight. Here's Marblehead inbounding with 13 seconds. Ball to midcourt. Fea is fouled. And Fea will go to the free throw line.
Well, unless something miraculous happens here, it looks like Marblehead's going to go away with the 11th straight victory and improve to 12-2. And drop Salem to 6-5.
Yeah, that would be a big win. It's an unbelievable string here for Marblehead, really, when you think about it. What a run for the
Well, you know, they came off the Super Bowl, and it takes a while to get your feet in the ground. They lost a couple games early, and now they've got it on the roll. First foul shot made by Justin Fair. And Fea's quietly got 7 points. Misses that one.
Rebound missed. Rather, the foul shot missed. The rebound, the ball is going to LeBrun. Kicks a pass out in the right corner. And shot is goes up, and there's a foul. And LeBrun will go to the free throw line with 3.2 seconds to play. Missed the free throw, and it's a 1-1, I guess. And the loose ball is picked up there by Bo Millett of Marblehead. And the final score, Marblehead 69 and Salem 62. We're back with our recap in just a moment.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Roger Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
For team uniforms and your business's corporate apparel, choose Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South in Peabody. Why Sarkisians? It's quality. Owner Sarkis Sarkisian.
Quality is not only the type of apparel you get and the cleanliness and the professionalism that's used in making that. The quality is in the customer service that we provide from the beginning to the end of the whole process of getting you the type of apparel or uniforms that you're looking for.
Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South Peabody, SarkisianSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, I can understand the confusion you may be experiencing. TV, radio, and newspapers are simply filled with replacement window advertising, all promising everything under the sun and then some. At Moynihan Lumber, we offer no gimmicks, just quality products, competitively priced, sold to you by a professional salesperson who really knows what he's talking about. That's Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Marblehead High School. Marblehead beats Salem 69-62. They go to 12-2 on the season. They've now won 11 games in a row. The Witches, with a tough week, lost earlier this week to Classical. Now they lose here at Marblehead. And they fall to 6-5 overall, 6-4 in the conference. Scoring quickly, Patrick Bugler leading Marblehead with 23 points. Seamus Keeney with 12 points. Bo Millett with 7. Derek Marino with 18. So Bugler and Marino, 1-2 in scoring for Marblehead. Salem led by 23 points by Nate LeBron. Anthony Pena with 20 points. Vinny Gaskin with 10 points. John, some final thoughts from you tonight.
Well, you know, Marblehead just did not panic. They've been winning. They've been playing well. They were losing for most of the ball game. They finally took the lead with about a little bit to go in the third quarter, and they never looked back. I do think that their press really bothered Salem, which is not typical of a Salem team. They are younger. They have 5 starters, and they're a team to be reckoned with. You made a great point that they're trying to put together. They did not make the tournament last year. Very disappointed. They're winning here over here in Marblehead in all sports, and it was a big win for him tonight.
Final score one more time. Marblehead 69, Salem 62. With John Squires, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us here on MSONewsSports.com.